Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 17th day of Adar Aleph Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues to talk about the Nedarim that the Chachamim permitted and said a person is not obligated to keep. We're going to talk about the fourth category here, and that is the category called Oinsim, Nedarim made under duress. Nidrei Oinosim, the Nedarim which are made under duress, which the Chacham will matter, can fall into two categories. One, Hidirei Chavera Sheyochel Etzlai. His friend said that he will ban all his properties, all his estate, on the person if he doesn't eat by him. He says, Koinim Nechosa Elacha, he says, all my Nechosim are osa to you. You are absolutely forbidden to have them like a korban if you won't eat by me in this meal. He wants them desperately to eat. Or shechala benoi, or evechalahu, and the fella intended to go and eat with him. He didn't want to be banned from the fella's properties. Evechalahu, and he became sick. Or shechala benoi, or his son became sick and he had to babysit him. Or sheikvenar, or the river stopped him getting there because it flooded. He's not able to reach the soul of his friend. Hara'elu nidrei oinsim. These are nedarim which are called under duress. Now, these are under duress because, not because they were made under duress, but he cannot fulfill the neder because of a duress, because of something unforeseen, a totally unforeseen event. And therefore, the nechosim, the properties of his friend, will not be forbidden for him, even though he did not attend that meal. Why? Because it's clear to us that his friend did not intend to be murder him from his properties if there would be something unforeseen, something that unpreventable, that would stop him coming to eat by him. And he didn't even have to think about such a thing that could happen because it's rare. It would be very unusual for a river to overflow his banks or that he should get sick. The Gemara explains that this neder sounds a bit like nidre zerozin, which we covered in the previous Mishnais. Nidre zerozin is when you make a neder to urge you, to encourage someone. And this sounds like his friend was begging him and encouraging him to come, and that's why he made the neder. But in fact, the Gemara explains that that's not what the case is. The Mishnah is talking about a case not where his friend made him do the neder or made that ban of his properties if he won't come to be mezaris him, to urge him to come. But on the contrary, it was a case where the person being invited or the person who asked him to make that neder because other people had invited him and doesn't want to eat with them. He wants dafka to eat by the person who made this neder. So he asked him, please, can you make a neder banning your properties on me if I don't come attend? That'll give me a good excuse that I have to come to you. Therefore, it's not called nidre mezerozin. It's not called a neder made to encourage him to come to him. On the contrary, it's a neder which he wasn't able to fulfill because of an onus. Mishnah Dalet. Here we're going to talk about the second category of nidre oinsim, nedarim of duress. Not where he could not fulfill it because of some unforeseen event, but where the whole neder initially was made under duress because he didn't want to make it. Says the Mishnah, Noidrin leherogin, lahorig. A person can make a neder for murderers. Chas v'shalom, they want to steal money, and if they don't get the money, they'll kill you. You're allowed to make a neder, and that neder does not have to be kept. V'lecharomin, or a neder that's made for charomin, people who are coming to steal his properties. Even though they're not killing, but they're quite ready to threaten with violence if they won't get their way. V'lamoksin, or for people who are illegally collecting tax, not governed appointment. These are people who come to collect a certain stipend of grain or of other properties, and to get out of all these people, you're allowed to make a neder, which you know is not true. You're not going to keep. For example, you can make a neder, says the Mishnah, Shehi Truma. You can say, listen, this is Truma. I make a neder. All fruits in the world are asa to me if this is not Truma. They're asa to me like a covenant, but it's not true, it's not Truma. Shehi Truma, Afal Pi Shehi Truma, even though it's really not Truma at all. And he does this to scare off the people. that is truma. So if it's truma, they may be scared of having it. Or if it's onsim or it's murderers, he might say, Shahin shal beis hamelech. This property is not mine, it belongs to the king. It belongs to the afal pi shahin shal beis hamelech, even though it's not the king's property. Again, he's doing this because he's forced into this position to save it, to save his property. He wants to do them. Now, does he have to keep the neder? Because he said, everything will be osed to me, all fruits are osed to me if this is not a truma. The answer is he doesn't have to keep it. But the Gemara does say what he should do is he should at least think of something that could be a loophole for that neder. For example, when he said, I want all fruits to be osed to me, all fruits in the world will be osed to me if this is not truma, he should have in mind osed to me just for today. He doesn't say it, but we say that will be tagged along to his neder. Normally, things in your heart, and you don't actually say, have no significance. Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim, we normally say. Words in the heart have nothing, no significance. But in this situation, where you're under duress, the Chachamim said, yes, you can rely on that hidden addition to your neder of today only. Beis shamay omrim bakol nedrin. They say you can make a neder in any language, chutz min b'shvua, but don't do it with a text of a shvua. Don't use it in a lashon of an oath. Don't say, for example, all fruits of the world will be osed to me under oath, b'shvua, if this produce is not truma. For sure, you should not say, I swear that this produce is truma, or this produce belongs to the king. Why not? Because shvua, an oath, is very, very strict. It's stricter than a neder. So use the neder, that's fine, but don't do it with a shvua. Or v'sil olaymrim, v'sil say that if you're faced with this in emergency, af b'shvua, you can use a shvua as well. You can use an oath, the expression of an oath. V'shamay olaymrim, lo yivtach lo b'neder. They say, do not offer the mafia guy or the person who's forcing you to do this, do not offer to make a neder. If they tell you make a neder, you know, make a vow that this is that all properties are osed to you, all fruits are osed to you, if this is not truma, then you can do it. But you can't offer to make them in the first place. They say, no, you're allowed to even suggest and offer the person who is trying to get your property, you can even offer, you can open up with that neder, you can offer to give them a neder. Beishamai say, you can only make a neder in the thing that they've told you to make a neder for. Where the person, the anos, says to you, asser yourself in a neder if this pratua is not truma, that's all you can do, just in the actual neder they make you do. Don't offer anything more. Don't add any more things to be asser. Even things that the anos, that the person, the mafia fellow, did not want, require you to make a neder about, you can do that as well. What's an example? Ketzat. Omrulai, let's say these people, these gangsters, said to him, Emoir, say, Koinem ishti na nesli. You should say that you will declare your wife forbidden to yourself, that she can't have any benefit from you, if the produce is not truma. But Omar, and he added, not only am I prepared to say that my wife is also to me like a korban, if this is not truma, but konim ishti uvonai nanili. I won't have an offer from my, I'm banning my children, not just my wife from having an offer for me, but even my children can't have an offer for me if this is not truma. He does this to make even a greater impression on the people, on these gangsters, that it is definitely truma. I stand to lose even more than what you've said I should lose. Beis Shammai say, Ishto Muteras, his wife would be permitted to have an offer from him because that was part of what the gangsters were forcing him to make as a neder. But Uvanav Asurin, when he offered the neder to include also his children, that they also kind of benefit from him, no, that they will be also. Because he offered that and they didn't even ask him to do it. That's not called neder onsim, according to Beshamai. Uvesil aloimrim, Beisil say, Eilu ve'eilu mutarin. Even the children can have an offer from him. Why? Because that's also part of the address. He wanted to make an impression on the gangsters that they should believe him. So therefore, he's allowed to make a nadir and include in the nadir even those that the gangsters didn't want. So he can say, not only is my wife forbidden to have an offer from me, and she, it's also like a carbon, but he's even my children as well. And he can do that to make an impression to impress the gangsters that this is really truma, in order to save his property. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel in all these dinim that we've mentioned.